Washington State has its first woman Speaker of the House.
By your vote, you have elected Representative Lori Jenkins, Speaker of the House of Representatives.
State Representative Lori Jenkins of Tacoma was sworn in yesterday after a historic vote. The first day of the legislative session also brought demonstrators to the Capitol. And we heard directly from the state representative, Matt Shea, who's been accused of participating in domestic terrorism. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins has this wrap-up.
The first day of Washington's legislative session began with a rolling demonstration. Bright green John Deere tractors circled the Capitol campus. They were part of a rally to draw attention to the impact of regulations on farmers. Later, on the steps of the Capitol, a few dozen supporters of $30 car tabs held a demonstration. They're upset that Initiative 976, which passed in November, is now being challenged in court. Republican State Representative Jim Walsh rallied the crowd.
It's bigger than car tabs. It's about the nature of government and the compact, the agreement, the contract between government and you.
Meanwhile, inside the Capitol, supporters of State Representative Matt Shea gathered in his new office in the basement where he's been relegated since the release of an investigation into his alleged ties to militia groups. Among Shea's supporters is Carrie French.
We are very upset that the Republican leadership threw Matt under the bus.
She's referring to the decision by House Republicans to suspend Shea from their caucus and strip him of his committee assignments. The sanctions followed a House investigation that concluded Shea played a role in three armed standoffs, including the 2016 takeover of the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge in Oregon.
They have declared war on him, so it's on. It's on. And I'm not talking, we're not going to hurt anyone. I'm saying politically.
For his part, Shea has not been talking to reporters. But in an exclusive interview with public radio on day one of the legislative session, Shea defended himself.
You know, I've been accused of a crime. I have not had any due process at all. And the fact is, it's a lie. And as a decorated Army combat veteran, it's offensive. Quite candidly,
Shea says he won't quit and won't back down, despite calls for him to resign.
There are thousands of people in Washington State that support me, thousands of people in America that support me, so I'm not alone by any stretch of the means.
Majority Democrats in the House are now weighing whether to try to expel Shea, although it seems unlikely they would have Republican support for the required two-thirds vote. But that wasn't the focus of day one. Instead, the focus was on a historic moment. State Representative Lori Jenkins, a Democrat, was about to become the first woman Speaker of the House. I caught up with her in the House wings before it was official. Jenkins told me it's a big deal for her and her family, but also for others who often don't feel seen.
The number of people of color, people from the LGBTQ community, women, who just see that they might be able to be here. And I think that's the most important thing for me today.
Jenkins, like many other House members, was dressed in white to commemorate the 100th anniversary of women's suffrage. Despite the historic nature of the day, her sense of humor was still on display as she pulled up her pant legs to show me her socks.
And I'm also, Austin, wearing my bipartisan socks. So, elephants and donkeys.
Jenkins says the first day of the legislative session should be the most bipartisan day. Shortly after noon, joined by her wife and son, Jenkins was officially elected speaker and took the oath of office.
To the best of my ability.
Congratulations, Lori.
Thank you.
In her speech, Jenkins spoke of dismantling barriers.
Another barrier is broken today, but it won't be the last. Today represents another step toward inclusion, toward more seats at the table.
Jenkins said she's often asked what it's like to become the first woman and first out lesbian Speaker of the House in Washington. She quipped that now she's going to find out. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.